Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Big thanks to Cheryl Collins and company, Riley County Historical Museum. Had a great discussion talking about World War I and its history and local history. Now I'm here with Michael Crisp, a student in physics and computer engineering at K-State. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, glad to have you in. We got the March for Science coming up tomorrow, and basically this is a good opportunity. I thought it'd be nice to inform folks, and so that way tomorrow when they see a bunch of people marching around, they're going to know why. And why aren't people marching around tomorrow?
Yeah, so last year we kind of did it unexpectedly. You know, we only had a week's notice because we thought that someone else on campus was already making one, right? But they were like, oh, actually, it's your guys' job. And so I think a lot of people were confused last year because there was also the Pride Parade in Aggieville, and so they probably thought we were kind of affiliated. But now we've had a lot more exposure time and to get out the word on Facebook, other forms of social media. I've informed the city that we're going to be doing this. We already have the necessary permit required. But so the March for Science is honestly just a national movement for those that believe that STEM fields are incredibly important to the advancement of humanity as a whole. You know, whenever there's a scientific breakthrough throughout history, whether or not the implications are realized immediately, it's always led to some sort of positive change in humanity. You know, like when radio waves were discovered in the 19th century, people thought they were just a parlor trick, right? And then, you know, 40 years later, you're using them to communicate with the entire world. And so I think things like that are why it's important to keep scientific research, engineering research, any kind of STEM research funded. And so this is by no means a partisan movement. You don't have to be a Democrat or anything to support our cause. I would say most people probably end up being that because of the massive push for climate activism in our government. But we welcome, you know, all political parties. So we don't want people to think that they're excluded just because they're a part of the GOP or anything like that. And climate change also isn't the only thing that we are marching for. Any form of issue that has to deal with funding, science literacy in general, is something that we support fully. So just some examples of this would be, I guess probably the most political thing would be pressing like Scott Pruitt, the director of the EPA, I guess, to step down simply because, you know, as the director of that national foundation, he doesn't believe that climate change is actually real. And the overwhelming majority of scientific evidence says otherwise. Other things are at least some research on gun violence, funding schools. You know, it's ridiculous, like in Oklahoma, that they only have like 4-day school weeks. Just things like that. And anything that can be affected through simple research is anything that we support.
And I imagine a lot of colleges at K-State, a lot of students from different colleges at K-State, especially on the engineering science side, are involved.
Oh, yeah. Last year, we had a large turnout from the engineering department, from the chemistry department, biology department, veterinary school even. Some vet med students came out, and we had about 300 last year, and it was a good mix of faculty and students alike, and we're expecting 500 plus this year.
And no flat earthers, I'm sure, right?
Oh, no. I mean, maybe, but as long as you can believe what you want. But even if you, no matter what you believe, if you think that things like this are important, we welcome you to come out.
And where will the marching take place?
So we are meeting on K-State's campus at the Quad, right behind Hill Library. It's at the large statue kind of in the center there. And so we're congregating there at 12 p.m., waiting about 30, maybe 40, 45 minutes for everyone to have enough time to get there in case they're late. And then we are marching out, and we're planning on heading south through Aggieville, around the park, up and down points to get a lot of exposure, possibly staying in the park for a little bit once we're done with the primary route, and then heading back and dispersing.
And weather will be a little crazy tomorrow.
Yeah, possibly, unfortunately, but tomorrow is going to be a bit worse for wear. It's supposed to be pretty cold and maybe a little rainy, but hopefully that doesn't discourage people from coming out. You know, I think it's an important cause, rain or shine.
And if anything, maybe we get people together and figure out a way to keep the temperature stable in the state. That's a scientific endeavor.
Right.
Let's figure it out.
Fix the weather in Kansas.
Michael Crisp, thanks so much for coming on and telling us about all that.
Thank you for giving me the chance. It was a pleasure.
Thanks to all our guests this morning. If you missed any of today's show, you can go online a little bit later today, newsradiokman.com. Click on demand, get all caught up. Have a good weekend, everybody.